week we've been hearing about issues and potential issues in the local elections, things like water pollution, water charges and so on, and also, of course, about voter apathy. This is all what Cian McCormick has been picking up on his pre-election tour of the country. He's back in Dublin this morning. Welcome back, Cian. And we'll hear from you later on, sort of a final sense of what kind of opinions you've been hearing from around the country and during the week. But first of all, on the way back, you stopped in Greystones in County Wicklow yesterday. Were people in Greystones saying anything in particular, anything different to people elsewhere about next week's election, next month's elections?
Well, many of their concerns were similar to what we heard during the week, Cathal. Water charges, housing, education were on the agenda. I talked to people in Greystones yesterday.
The reality is it's national politics, I suspect, will dominate when cameras have come to the door.
Do you think so?
I do, yeah.
What issues then?
Well, basically, the assault on the middle classes, extra taxes, water charges, it's just non-stop. So I think that'll form the basis of most people's opinion when they come to vote.
What's the biggest thing for you, though?
I think just the assault on the wage packet.
Property taxes, water charges. The harbour is a big issue in Greystones. It's unfinished, looks hideous.
Yeah, I don't even know who's running at all, like, you know. I tend not to keep involved with these sort of things at all, like, so.
And why is that?
I don't know, I have my own problems, I don't have time for this sort of thing, like, so.
What age are you?
29 now.
Well, as a sample of Greystones' opinion, you also met some hopeful election candidates.
I met three candidates to see what people were telling them on the doorstep.
The issues vary hugely. It honestly depends on which part of the town you go to, which town you go to. Greystones is quite widespread. We're down as far as Newcastle, right up to Winegates. We have everything from the old harbour issue, which is ongoing. We also have schools, as the population has exploded within the area, and there's just not enough places available at any of the schools, to be honest. They're building on extensions, but it's still not going to meet with the census and the figures coming up in the next 5-7 years.
Jackie Johnston, and I'm running on behalf of the People Before Profit Alliance. Well, certainly the harbour is probably one of the biggest ones in the Greystones area. Housing is a big one. A lot of people are in mortgage distress. There are people on the council waiting list for, I met one woman the other day who's been on it for 10 years. She's living in private rental accommodation, and that presents another issue in that that market is shrinking.
My name is Ian McGahan, and I'm the Labour Party candidate. People are very, very angry about the state of the harbour, and they really want to see it resolved. There has been a lot of extra schools built in the last few years. We do have a relatively new Educate Together and a new Wales school built there, and we also have a new secondary school starting in September. So, but we need more because of the particular planning where there were 1,500 houses roughly built in the Charlesland area, Greystones.
Fianna Fáil's Tara Hanley beginning that clip of candidates as well. As a point of explanation, Cathal, the harbour issue is where the initial development of the harbour went belly up and now moves are on to regenerate it. There are 15 candidates known to be running in the 6-seat Greystones Municipal District. They are Fianna Fáil's James Doyle and Gerry Walsh, Fine Gael's Gráinne McLaughlin, Derek Mitchell, Liz Dillon and David O'Reilly, Sinn Féin's Nicola Lawless, Independence, Jennifer Whitmore, Tom Fortune, Charlie Keady and Chris Maloney, and the Green Party's Niall Byrne. Of course, nominations will take place for the week, 4 weeks out from the election, so that list will be known for certain then. But later in the programme, Cathal, we'll be hearing from emails that people sent us during the week, and we'll be hearing from two women afraid that they'll lose their homes.
Cian, thank you very much. Look forward to that. And in a moment, more politics, what Fine Gael and Labour really think about each other.